Hey, this is Olivier, and you're watching the Internet of Things show. And we'll talk today about support for our SDKs that are on GitHub. Hey, Yi.
Hey.
So, Yi, you are our lead PM on the SDKs.
Yes.
Right, awesome. That's the second time you're coming on the show.
Yes, that is. This is very fun, too, talking about the support you can get with our SDKs.
Cool. So tell me a bit about these SDKs. We've been talking about them here and there, just stating that they're on GitHub, right?
Yes.
As a developer, when I go to GitHub, I expect to have a project with a community and set of developers that are helping me when I find an issue.
Right.
How, if any, different are these SDKs?
Well, these SDKs are maintained by Microsoft. We have a team of devs here who are working on the SDKs, churning out new features, making sure all the new features that the hub and the device provisioning service are surfaced in the SDK so that you can call a simple API and get it working right away instead of worrying about all the underlying protocols.
Okay.
We're also there to monitor the issues. So when you file any GitHub issue, when you submit a pull request because you're passionate about something, we will take a look at those and merge it in if they look good.
Okay. So where are you working at? Do you have a specific branch, or is it a private repo, or where are the actual developers doing the work?
Everything is on master. So if you come in and look at our branches today, you can see what we're working on, like longer AMQP handshake timeout. That's very specific, right?
Okay.
And then when we merge it in, this will disappear, and then it will be in the masters. Yep.
Okay. So that could scare some people out, as in, like, hey, there's going to be code coming in that master branch all the time.
Yes.
So what are we telling customers want to have something stable, right?
Yep. So if you come here and then you search for our LTS, which stands for our long-term support branch, we recently released one in January of 2018, and we're on a time manner. So we're going to release one in January. We're going to release another one in July, and then another one in the January of 2019.
Okay.
And then each one of them has a year-long lifetime. After a year, we'll remove it from the branches.
Okay.
But the packages will be out there.
Got it. So the packages, because you have the code in the GitHub repo.
Yep.
You have the packages in the various platforms like pip and
NuGet,
npm and NuGet and so on, right? And so what you're saying is that we freeze the code in that LTS branch.
Yep.
How about security patches?
Do we push them? Fixes that you're going to get are the security fixes and the super critical bug fix that we think you really, really should have.
So typical LTS or long-time support branch for that.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So another thing that as an enterprise I might actually be interested in is the official Microsoft support, right? Because GitHub is one thing and we have the actual developers, but how as a customer, if I'm a paying customer or I have an Azure subscription, do I get support from Microsoft?
So if you come to the readme of our repo and then you come to the support tab, you can see all the different support you can get.
Okay.
So anyone with an active Azure subscription, not paying, if you're using free subscription, if you're on any S1, S2, you all get this kind of support. And then here you can click support to submit a Azure support request.
Okay.
And these are actually people who respond to you in a timely manner. They tell you what the SLA is, so you can expect a response in X amount of time. If you're a paying customer or a premier customer, you can even set the severity of an issue so that make sure any issue that you file is not going to get unmentioned. Yep.
Awesome. So that actually also an indication for our audience that we're tracking all these issues, right?
Yes.
So going through the proper channels, which is GitHub issues or the Azure support are very useful for us as well.
Very, very. And then it actually helps us to look at places in a more concentrated manner.
Yep. But there's also this notion when you're a developer of the community help, right? I go to Stack Overflow, I go to the MSDN forum, whatever. So what do we do for that?
So we actually monitor Stack Overflow. We also monitor MSDN. So if you come here and say, hey, I have a technical question that does not quite seem to fit in the GitHub issues, then you can go ask it on Stack Overflow with this tag Azure IoT Hub. And we actually monitor it. There are also community helping out. So that all your responses, your questions will be monitored and will be documented.
Awesome. Last but not least, if I want to suggest new features, what is the best way to do that?
Yes, you can come to User Voice. When you click into here, this directs you to the Azure IoT Hub one.
Okay.
And you can see a lot of people have been, putting things that they're passionate about and upvoting. And actually, if you look down here, one of them is iOS support. And that's the one that we implemented.
Did you check it to green, Dawn?
We will check it when we ship it.
Yeah.
And we actually, that's a really good point because we will say started on here or planned or under investigation. So you know exactly where we are.
So that allows me as a user, a developer, to understand what's coming next, right, in a way. But is there a more granular way to see what's supporting my SDK in terms of, I know there's several SDKs, there's lots of features in IT Hub, lots of protocols and so on. what's the best way for me to understanding what's supported in the SDKs?
Sounds good. So if you come to the main repo and on the main README, I put in a feature matrix.
Okay.
This is live as of last October, I think.
Okay.
And if you go in here, you can see for the device client SDK, what's supported per protocol.
Okay.
And if there's an star sign, you can come here and see why it will support something and nothing because of feature parity or just because of the platform itself.
Okay.
If you come down here, here's one for service SDK, and then there's another one for the device provisioning service.
So it's fair to say that, hey, if I'm missing one thing in there, I can actually ask it on user voice, or I can contribute code for that, right?
Exactly. And then you can see if we say slash, it's something that we don't plan on supporting because we haven't received a lot of user requests. So you can come filing an issue, file on user voice to make sure we heard your request, and then we'll evaluate.
Awesome.
Cool.
So you see like everything happening in open, but full interaction with developers and the engineering team was developing these SDKs.
Exactly.
Well, thanks, Yi. See you soon.
Thank you.